Welcome to this week's episode of the Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online, where we take a closer look at the top stories on our site from the previous week. In today's episode, we'll cover five key articles that span a wide range of specialties, from colorectal cancer screening to advances in artificial intelligence for mammography. Let's jump right in. First, we look at a study that examined the effectiveness of patient navigation in increasing colonoscopy completion for individuals who received an abnormal fecal immunochemical test result. In the PRECISE study, researchers enrolled 985 adults in Washington State. The intervention group received a six-topic, telephone-based patient navigation program, which addressed common barriers to follow-up colonoscopy. The results were compelling. 55% of participants in the navigation group completed their colonoscopy within a year, compared to only 42% in the usual care group. This represents a 69% higher likelihood of undergoing colonoscopy when patient navigation was used. This study underscores the potential of patient navigation to improve colonoscopy adherence, especially in underserved populations. Next, we reported the FDA's approval of the Teal Wand, an at-home vaginal sample self-collection device for cervical cancer screening. This innovative device uses the same HPV test recommended by clinical guidelines, allowing women aged 25 to 65 years to collect their own samples at home without the need for a speculum. The Teal Wand has demonstrated high accuracy with a 96% detection rate for cervical precancer, matching the performance of clinician-collected samples. This home testing option offers convenience and privacy for women, and a majority of participants in the self-serve study expressed a preference for self-collection. With its high approval ratings among users and its accuracy, the Teal Wand marks a significant advancement in cervical cancer screening. Moving on, we dive into a national retrospective study presented at the 2025 Pediatric Academic Societies meeting, which compared antibiotic prescribing during telemedicine and in-person visits for acute respiratory tract infections in children. The study analyzed over 540,000 ARTI episodes across 843 primary care practices and found that antibiotics were prescribed in 16.3% of telemedicine visits, compared to 46.9% of in-person visits. Furthermore, telemedicine visits had a significantly lower rate of bacterial diagnoses, suggesting that telemedicine visits are associated with more judicious antibiotic use. Importantly, physicians followed antibiotic prescribing guidelines more consistently in telemedicine visits compared to in-person visits. This study offers valuable insight into how telemedicine can help support better antibiotic stewardship in primary care. Next, we reported on a study that evaluated the real-world effectiveness and safety of upadacitinib for active Crohn's disease. The study, conducted across 9 U.S. tertiary IBD centers, showed that 52% of patients achieved clinical remission at 12 weeks, with 94% of those patients remaining off steroids. At 6 months, clinical remission was maintained in over 55% of patients, and endoscopic remission was observed in 42.7%. Although adverse events were reported in 13.5% of patients, most were mild, such as acne and herpes zoster. These findings support the use of upadacitinib as an effective second-line treatment for Crohn's disease, though further studies are needed to fully assess its long-term safety and optimal positioning and treatment strategies. Lastly, we covered a study on the use of an AI-based system to improve the diagnostic performance of radiologists interpreting mammograms. The study assessed the Genius AI Detection 2.0 software, which analyzes digital breast tomosynthesis exams, and found that it accurately identified 90% of cancers detected by radiologists and even identified 32% of cancers that were missed during the initial readings. In addition to improving diagnostic accuracy, the AI system reduced reading time by 24% and decreased perceived fatigue among radiologists. This technology offers promise in enhancing the efficiency and accuracy of breast cancer screening. And that concludes this episode of the Weekly Dose. From patient navigation programs that increase colonoscopy completion rates to advances in AI for breast cancer detection, these studies highlight key innovations in healthcare. Be sure to check out the full articles on Patient Care Online for more in-depth coverage of these studies and others. Join us next week for another roundup of the latest clinical research and healthcare news. Thanks for listening.